This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Well, did you miss a part of last week's John Whitmer Show? If you did, shame on you. But if so, we post clips of all shows with single hours. The entire show is one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Odyssey, always free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and through social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. The Kansas Supreme Court affirmed Friday the so-called fundamental constitutional right of women to murder their babies, to terminate a pregnancy, and struck down a state law banning a second trimester abortion method. In a separate decision issued simultaneously by the state Supreme Court, the majority declared unconstitutional a state law imposing a wide range of regulations on abortion providers and clinics. With us now to update us on the impact of these decisions is Danielle Underwood. Danielle, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, John, it is great to talk with you as well. I love talking with you and love talking with your listeners.
Yes, well, likewise, and we may be spending a little more time with each other soon. Well, you know, I'm teasing that for next week, though.
Okay.
So, Danielle, what do Kansans need to know about these rulings and their impacts? Let's start with the live dismemberment abortion method. And the sad part about both of these is I was in the legislature when both of these passed. And so it's just, you know, it's like, oh, great. A bunch of, you know, liberal judges just undid a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but, you know, these were two of our most common sense.
Yes.
Mainstream, if you will, laws that had been passed, bipartisan passed. And I know every time I come on your show, I remind all of your listeners that every single one of the one of those protections that were put in place over 20 years were all bipartisan passed.
Yep.
There was support on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, it's really shocking that they're just the Kansas Supreme Court, they knocked these down. So this was a final ruling. And like you said, this was on abortion clinic sanitation and safety standards for one, and restrictions on live dismemberment abortions for the second one. And both of those are just so, they're just out there, way, way out there. So out of step with where most Kansans are.
You know, the live dismemberment abortion method, and we don't need to get into the details, but suffice to say, it's really vile. I remember the debate when that bill was going through the House chamber, and even the most rabidly pro-abortion members were having a really hard time articulating arguments to oppose that bill. But the sanitation and safety standards one, talk about common sense. And you've got a court now that is basically making it difficult to regulate safety and making it difficult for the state to ensure women are safe and protected. Whether or not you think a woman should have an abortion, you still want them to be safe if they're going to make that choice.
Yeah, and we have to think about this, too. I mean, this is all happening with the backdrop of the news that recently emerged at one of the largest abortion clinics in the state, which happens to be in Wichita.
Right. Yeah, that they don't have a director.
this escaped that there was essentially meltdown within this facility, and that they had been operating for at least a month without any medical oversight, without a medical director in place. It just sounded like there were very amiss. We don't know all the reasons that that was happening, but we do know that we have to ask the question, because we know that so many women are coming across state lines to Kansas. And are those women who are seeking abortions in Kansas being told that these abortion facilities are not being inspected by the state and are not even required to be licensed? No, they're not being told that. And are women hearing the news about that clinic? No, they're probably not hearing that.
No, of course not.
So it's just one of those moments that it is so painful to say this, but we have to say, we told you so to those Kansas voters who were misled by the abortion industry and their allies, who repeatedly told the voters of Kansas that they would still be, quote unquote, heavily regulated if voters rejected that 2022 amendment. We had predicted all of this happening, that, all of our most common sense laws that were protecting women and preborn babies from, just one of the most cruel, painful abortion methods possible. Those were all going to fall under this really extreme legal regime that's been put in place.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say we told you so, but we did. I mean, I remember being right here where I am right now, in behind this very same microphone, having this conversation with callers who were reciting that talking point. Oh, well, it'll still be regulated. It'll still be no. And we warned them about this. You did. You were on this show saying, this is what was going to happen, forecasting it. And sure enough, now we're here and they've done. I mean, you and I had this very conversation, and now, yeah. And that's the sad part here. And unfortunately, yeah. Until we fix it, and fixing it's going to be very difficult without changing the governor and without changing the courts. This is a long process now that we're facing.
It's a long process. But we are not giving up hope, because we said the day that the results came in from that vote, and we saw how so many people had been misled on what they were truly voting on that day. But we said that day, we will never abandon women and babies. And so we've really stepped up in our state, all the pregnancy help centers that are out there that I know we're going to talk about in a minute. But we're going to talk about a special day related to them. But we have to remember that we're still in the fight, and we're looking for all the ways that we can support women, because too many women are still being told, or they believe, that abortion is their only option. And that is not where we want any woman to feel like she's abandoned to the abortion industry, because the only answer they ever offer is abortion. And we want to say, there are over 50 pregnancy centers in the state that will give you judgment-free support at zero cost to you. So any woman who's out there listening right now, if you're facing an unexpected pregnancy and you're not sure what to do, you can reach out to one of those pregnancy health centers, and they will help you see what they could do to give you true options.
We're talking with Danielle Underwood from Kansans for Life. You mentioned it. You've got a day of service for women and babies coming up on Friday, August 2nd, which is the second anniversary of Value Them Both. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'd love to. Yeah, we're very excited. We've got 22 pregnancy health centers that have said, we want to be part of this. And so they have all given us their information about what projects they would like to have done that day. So essentially, this is a volunteer day. This is a way for those of us who still believe very much in supporting women and babies and families to really get in and push up our own sleeves and do something meaningful to help support them and their mission, these pregnancy health centers. So there are actually two in the Wichita area, one in Newton, so several within your listening area. And all you really have to do is go to kfl.org, and there's a button to register for day of service. And you tell us what location you would like to go to, and you just say, I'd like to give a few hours of my time. And they'll fill you in on the rest.
Danielle, before when you get up tomorrow, I want you to do me a favor. Shoot me an email, john@knssradio.com. We have a program here at Odyssey. You're familiar with it, I think, called Odyssey Cares, where we do PSAs for nonprofits. And I'm sure that Odyssey would give you some free airtime to promote the day of service. So if you will email me tomorrow, I will put you in touch with Tony, and we'll get you set up with some PSAs to run on the station to promote the second, okay?
That's a great idea. Yep. So one last plug. So I would say one more time, if you'd like to sign up for the day of service, go to kfl.org. Right there in our home, you're going to find out the information.
And that's just what I was going to do, kfl.org.
Yeah. Great. And if you're interested in finding out who KFL PAC has endorsed for upcoming elections, then I would point you to kflpac.org.
I'm glad you did that, because I was going to – you've got great minds think alike. That was the other thing I was going to do, was say if you have a candidate in the race and you want to know if they're endorsed by Kansans for Life, kflpac.org. I tell you, she's – heck, I could retire. Danielle filled in for me when I was a candidate. She did a great job. Danielle, thank you again for joining us. KFL.org, KFLPAC.org. Thank you again for joining us tonight, Danielle.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're awesome. We'll take a quick break, and then Akash Chugli, there it is. I knew I'd get it right. His last name has been troubling me ever since we first talked. Vice President of Americans for Prosperity will join us to share the results of a new survey that show 49% of American small businesses believe they're unlikely to survive another 4 years of Biden's devastating economic policies. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. And, of course, give us a call. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. Well, small businesses are the lifeblood of every community, particularly in small rural towns. But Bidenomics is making small businesses shut their doors. It's also making it hard for Americans to pursue their dreams by starting small businesses. In a survey of 80,000 businesses, 49% of them believe they are unlikely to survive another 4 years of Biden's devastating economic policies. Of course, I'm not entirely sure Joe Biden will survive another 4 years of his own policies. With us now to walk us through the results of the survey is Akash Chugli. He is Vice President of Government Affairs for Americans for Prosperity. Akash, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Akash, if I'm reading this right, it looks like this report came from the May Freedom Economy Index. It was a survey of 80,000 small businesses. My wife and I own a small business, so this really, you know, spoke to the two of us, and it found that small businesses remain essentially in survival mode, with 4 in 10 now delaying paying bills in order to manage cash flow. Is that right?
That is exactly right. I mean, folks are obviously well aware of the fact that their own energy costs have gone up, grocery costs have gone up, gas prices have gone up. You add in the dynamic of running a business, trying to make payroll, keeping employees on payroll to begin with, production costs and input costs. All of these things have also gone up for small businesses. And in some instances, they've gone up more for small businesses, and the kind of things where they spend a lot of their capital have gotten more expensive than they have for individuals and families. And so it really is a shame, because what you're seeing is that big businesses are frankly having an easier time making ends meet than some of these small Main Street mom and pop shops that dot this country all over.
Well, and in Kansas, I don't know the most recent numbers, the 2024 numbers, but the last time I checked, I think almost 60% or more of Kansans are employed by small business. So if you look at it from that perspective, this kind of report, you know, 4 in 10 delaying paying bills. I saw the other part of the report said 7 in 10 have put staffing plans on hold, neither hiring or reducing staff. And 6 in 10 are now preparing for the possibility of stagflation. If you've got 60% of the state employed by small business, that can have real devastating impact on state employment numbers.
There's no doubt about it. And think about it this way. It's not just that 60% of the state is employed by small businesses, but think about where a lot of those small businesses are. In a state like Kansas, a lot of them are, you're out there, right? Not every small business, obviously, is going to be in Kansas City or the suburbs.
Right.
Or, you know, Topeka, Wichita. Some of these are in rural parts of the state where
yeah.
they are the lifeblood of the economy, not only because they provide jobs, but because it might be the only hardware store for an hour's drive. You know, to pick up what you need to build a home or fix your bathroom or something like that. And so these businesses struggling has real impacts and real negative consequences. And I'd add one more thing. It's not just about the cost. As far as the administration, the Biden administration policies that are causing these problems, they're actually going one step further in hurting rural small businesses. And that is because it's become so expensive to do business and employ people. A lot of businesses are turning to outsourcing to freelancers and subcontractors, right? Independent contractors, in the gig economy and all that. This administration has waged war on that model as well. So not only are they increasing the cost of doing business, increasing the cost of employing people, they're also trying to make it impossible to hire freelancers to try to make up that difference. And so small businesses in this country are really getting it from all directions from the policies of the Biden administration.
You make such a good point, because it's not just your Wichita's or your Kansas cities. When you talk about these small businesses, obviously I'm based here in Wichita. My wife were recently out in Cheney, which is a small town just west of Wichita. We were out there for the Sedgwick County Fair, but you know, Cheney's got one main gas station, one grocery. If you talk about Kansas City, there are a lot of little small towns that surround the Kansas City area. 49% of the businesses say they definitely or probably will not survive another four-year term of a Biden presidency. Frankly, I don't think Joe Biden would survive another four-year term of a Biden presidency. But if you talk about that, if 50% of businesses wouldn't survive four more years, what does that do to a small town Cheney or a small town outside of Kansas City? That could devastate the small towns in rural Kansas.
No, that's exactly right. And it's devastating to small towns. It's centralizing the economy in a way that isn't, frankly, good for these communities, right? I mean, big businesses do some wonderful work too as well, right? You and I know that, right? Folks love getting cheap stuff quick from Amazon and Target and,
right.
and all these other things. But, and that's not to speak ill of them in any sense, but the importance of small businesses to small, rural, local economies cannot be overstated. And ultimately, the policies of this administration have made it more difficult to do business. Now, we likely won't obviously be in a scenario where 50% of small businesses in this country fail. Because of who becomes president, who wins an election. Our economy, fortunately, is strong enough to withstand even the presidencies of someone like Joe Biden or Barack Obama, if you want to go back that far. But what we're doing is not only making it more difficult for them to sustain themselves, the other after effect of this, John, is that we're making it less likely that more small businesses pop up in the future. And that's really unfortunate, right? Because that's always been the beauty of America. It's people taking a chance in their garage, taking out a loan on their home and starting up a small business because they had an idea that they believed in. When the government is making it more expensive, more difficult, more challenging to do that, you're going to have people who want to do so choose not to. And that's really unfortunate for the future of the country, because we'll never even know what we missed out on in these communities when businesses choose not to start because of bad government policy.
Akash, my wife and I are door knocking for you guys, as well as helping out with a couple of campaigns. When we're out door knocking, one of the major issues, obviously, we hear about is the economy. Another one that we hear about almost as much as the economy is immigration. And in this same survey, 90% of small business owners rate control the border as a top priority for a second Trump administration. You know, again, this falls to the Biden team. They don't seem to care one lick about the border, do they?
No, that's absolutely right. And yeah, this is an issue that's very near and dear to me. I mean, I'm the son of immigrants who came here illegally. And to see not only the chaos at the border, John, that's obviously extremely unsafe. It's turned every state into a border state. Drugs are flowing across the border. You've got, you know, criminals and people from all over the world, and we have no idea who they are, flowing across the border. There's that very obvious problem that we see every day when we turn on the television. There's also other, again, just like the spending and the regulation and the harms on the economy, there's the after effects of this, which is that immigration is actually a very important part of our country's vibrancy and our growth and our economy, and they add to our communities, and they work jobs and they start businesses. We're making the country more hostile to immigrants because we cannot control our southern border, which means even people who want to come here legally, do the right thing, contribute to their country, the country is becoming more hostile to them because Americans rightfully feel like there's no control over the system at all and the system is broken. And so we absolutely have to secure the border to save the lives of our fellow Americans, to keep people safe, keep people secure, and as step one to an immigration overhaul of a system that finally actually makes sense for the country, which we just simply do not have, whether it's legal immigration or, frankly, at the southern border.
So, Akash, every good business manager knows that if an employee brings them a problem, the manager should immediately turn to them and say, okay, bring me a solution. So my question now is, what can folks do about it? And I know AFP, again, because my wife and I have spent a lot of time working with Elizabeth at AFP Kansas and your team here in Wichita. What can folks do about it if they're concerned about immigration and about, you know, the economy? Is there ways that they can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So folks can get involved with us at AmericansForProsperity.org. And I'll actually point them to one other website that folks might get a kick out of, which is that AFP owns the URL Bidenomics.com. Obviously, the president was parading around owning the phrase Bidenomics.
How did they not think to buy that own domain?
It is amazing. And he's obviously abandoned the phrase because he realizes Americans hate Bidenomics. But what folks can do at that website is they can educate themselves on these issues. They don't need to hear from us that things are expensive and life is hard. They know that, right? But I think it's important to understand why, right? How and what policies have caused things to become this way. And then join us at AmericansProsperity.org. What we do is we have the best data, the best equipment, the best technology, and we're able to reach the most people with this message. If we fail to communicate to our friends and neighbors, Sean, about these policies and what's at stake in November and races at the local, state, and federal level, we're going to continue to slide down this path because, as you know and I know, the mainstream media doesn't give our side a fair shake, and Democrats will always run on promises of more free stuff, more spending, more giveaways, which will just make all these problems worse. And so it is vital as conservatives, as people who care about these problems, to get involved and, frankly, to take matters into our own hands. And that's what AFP is equipping people with the ability to do.
Yes, amen. Exactly. Well, again, if folks are interested, if they want to get involved, if they want to make sure, most importantly, that they make their voices heard, they can sign up to volunteer, they can get activated. We're arguably less than a month away from some of the most important and consequential elections of our lifetime. You can sign up to volunteer at AmericansForProsperity.org, correct?
That's exactly right. And we'd love folks to join us. It's honestly a blast, John. I've been all over the country with our state teams and our volunteers on the ground. It's not only important work, but it's fun. We've built a great community and offices all across this country. We'd love to have your audience come join us, as you and your wife have done, and we're grateful for it.
Akash, thank you again for taking the time to join us. It's a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thank you so much. Talk soon.
We'll take a quick break, and then David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, will be with us to discuss Israel's recent military actions in Gaza. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country to join together and phone into key federal races across the U.S. Each week, they present a new opportunity to join the thousands of dedicated citizens committed to being the most powerful, impactful grassroots army in America. And you can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central Time to phone for freedom. If you want to join them, get involved, get activated, just visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show.
Senior U.S. officials are in Cairo for talks to achieve a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But according to White House National Security spokesman John Kirby, there are serious gaps still remaining between the two sides. Joining us now is David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, a respected author and prominent voice in the Israeli-Palestinian discourse. David, first off, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend, and I hope you are safe and sound. That's the most important thing I always like to ask you whenever I have a chance to sit down and talk with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you update us on the situation over there? Let's start there, because it's usually where I like to start when I talk with you, my friend.
Well, things have been very intense here. It's been quite a year. We are, you know, ever since October 7th, when 1,200 Israeli civilians were massacred, slaughtered, raped, tortured, burned alive. Ever since then, it's just been one big nightmare, and we're a country under national trauma, going through a national trauma that, you know, that is unrivaled, and we've been fighting back to the extent that we're allowed to. We have certain limitations because the Biden administration has been holding up a lot of ammunition,
right,
and
a lot of aid,
making it difficult for us, and conversely has been giving a lot of the humanitarian aid to the Hamas terrorist organization. So we've been fighting with one hand behind our back, but we're fighting the hardest that we can and the best that we're able to under these restrictions.
Can you explain why Israel felt compelled to launch its recent military operations in Gaza? And don't get me wrong, I think it's fully justified, but can you give us a reason why you think they felt it was necessary?
Well, I think I've already answered that question. You know, when a terrorist organization, a Muslim radical terrorist organization, invades Israel and massacres 1,200 innocent, unarmed
right.
civilians
yeah.
who never did anything to these invaders, and rapes the women, tortures old people, burns babies alive. It was the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. And I think that's something that warrants a very, very serious response. And especially when we know that over 80% of Palestinians supported what happened on October 7th. And over 80% of them wish that there would be another one. They've stated that explicitly.
Well, you know,
so we have no choice. We were left with no choice but to finally try to totally wipe out these terrorist organizations or at least wipe out their ability to do any harm to Israel.
One of the things that is constantly brought up is the desire on, and I think it's a legitimate desire to try and limit the casualties in Palestinian casualties I'm referring to, but it's so hard to do when Hamas is using human shields in its operations. And I know that Israel is doing the best that they can, but can you elaborate on this tactic? Because the implications are, you know, there's only so much you can do. First off, you're engaged in war, and you know, collateral damage happens when you're engaged in war. And I'm sorry, but you wouldn't have Palestinian civilian casualties if Hamas wasn't hiding amongst the civilians.
Yeah, well, it's even worse than that. It's even worse than that because it's not just, yes, Hamas does hide behind civilians. And they do it very cynically because they know that the countries of the West are going to be criticizing Israel if we attack those terrorists and then civilians are killed in the process.
Right. It's what they want.
But that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. And then they know that the United States is going to start withholding ammunition and that the administration is going to be putting pressure on Israel to ease up on the war. And, you know, all of this is known from the start, was known to us from past conflicts. So we're very aware of that. But, you know, it's patently unfair for a country to have to fight a war with one hand behind its back. And frankly, for anyone who knows a little bit about world history, there were two wars that have been won by countries of the free world – in the past 100 years. One of them was World War II, when the Allies bombed Berlin and Dresden mercilessly, and not to mention Iwo Jima, and to win the war. And they killed thousands of civilians.
Yeah,
it wasn't done as collateral damage. It was just done randomly because that's how you had to win a war. And it's still the world hasn't changed. Sure, we've become technologically smarter, and there are smarter bombs, and there are ways of trying to avoid civilians, but civilians are going to get hurt in the process, and that's what war is. And the only way you win a war is if you go out and you do what needs to be done, even if civilians are harmed in the process. Not intentionally, but that's what's going to happen.
Right. Well, it's war. So, that's what happens in war.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, you know, and the other war was the Six-Day War, when Israel recaptured a lot of its biblical homeland in 6 days. And on the seventh day, we rested. But that was another example of how to win a war, because we went in and we fought hard and we fought quickly and we did the job without holding back, and we won. We were victorious. So a lot of times, if you want to be victorious, you know, you just have to go forward and do the job. And it's unfortunate that the international politics has made it harder for us to get that job done.
We're talking with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. And you make a good point. And I mean, it is. Hamas is using hospitals as bases for operations. It is what it is. It's you have to do what you have to do. If you had to sum it up, what do you think the broader goal of Israel's operations is in Gaza? Is it ultimately to just dismantle Hamas and make sure that they can no longer operate as an effective terrorist organization, ultimately just eliminate them? Is that pretty much what it comes down to?
Well, there are a lot of different opinions within Israel on what needs to be done. The national consensus, as stated by the prime minister, has been since the beginning of this war, number one, to destroy Hamas as a terrorist, as a military and governing authority. That's number one. Number two, to return the hostages that have been held in captivity by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and by the way, many Hamas civilians are also holding them hostage.
Yeah.
So to return them to Israel. And unfortunately, many of them have been murdered by the terrorists already, but we want them returned to Israel. That's number two. Number three is to ensure that there will be no further threat against Israel from the Gaza Strip. Now, in order to do that, you have to make sure not just that Hamas is not in power, but also to make sure that the Palestinian Authority, which is basically the Fatah terrorist organization, that they're not in power either. And needless to mention that the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization should not be in power. So all of those are the demands of Israel. Those are the goals of the war. They have been from the beginning, and hopefully they will be the goals all the way until the end of the war.
I know we've got to let you run. I mean, after all, you're calling us from Israel. But I want to ask you, I have to ask you, about what the reaction is amongst Israelis to some of this, free Palestine nonsense that you've seen from American citizens, including members of Congress, members within the Biden administration, some of the weak response of the Biden administration to the protests, to the college protests and even some of the flat-out open resistance and some the support that, that the Palestinians have received within the administration?
Well, unfortunately, the terrorist supporters and the anti-Semites are coming out of the woodwork, and you know, there's no need to hide in the woodwork anymore. They're quite open about it, and they're quickly forgiven by the college presidents, by the college administrations. They could say whatever they want. They could do whatever they want. They can make their campuses unsafe for Jewish students. And apparently it's okay, and apparently it's rewarded. So yeah, it's very sad to see that happening in America.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, obviously, we're a free country. We believe in the freedom of speech, but it really shouldn't cover hate speech. David, I know you and I've talked before about the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. It's very personal to you. Can you tell us a little bit about the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund?
Certainly. The Shiloh Israel Children's Fund was established 20 years ago after my three-year-old son and I were wounded in a terror attack, a shooting attack on our car. As we were coming home from a day outing in Jerusalem, the car went completely dead when the bullets hit, and I got shot in the leg. My son got shot in the head, and we miraculously got away from the terrorists, survived the attack, and that's when we started to see several weeks later what the psychological trauma was to my son. And the more I investigated, the more I realized that there were hundreds, even thousands of children in Israel, and now it's many thousands, who have been traumatized through the terrorism in Israel. And the terrorism and now the wars, it's just been one big national trauma, as I said. So the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund has a center that treats terror victim children. We use many different strategies, art therapy, music therapy, horseback riding therapy, small animal therapy, sports therapy, horticulture therapy, all of these and more under one basic roof. And thank God we've had a lot of success. So I want to encourage people to go to our website, which is IsraelChildren.org. Again, that's Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, children.org. And they can get more information and find out how to support what we're doing.
Well, David, I appreciate you, as always, for coming on the show. Again, the website is IsraelChildren.org. As always, stay safe, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you join us, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll take your calls on 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Tell your legislators to keep it that way by keeping AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
You had your chance. Yes, a chance to elect capable individuals as governor and lieutenant governor, state senators, and reps. Some folded their tails between their legs. 10 counties decided for the other 95, Kansans' future, or lack thereof. Let's review. Governor Kelly vetoed 75 tax cuts. The latest opportunity to provide what Kansans deserve cost taxpayers $84,000 in a special session. Result? Failure once again. A watered-down tax plan. If your electeds can't balance their own checkbooks, how do we expect them to calculate a real tax cut? Topeka is no different than D.C. Stop electing the same individuals that are nothing but talking heads on a good day. The people's checkbook, your checkbook, has a $4 billion reserve balance. Let's clean out the rhinos and any others that voted against our future. The electeds couldn't override the governor's veto. They don't seem to support the people of Kansas. It is our duty to make corrections at the ballot box as soon as possible.
He is absolutely so right, without a doubt. Charlie, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Yeah, John. Hey, real quick, I'm 61 years old, and I've never voted in my life.
Well, and, no time like the present, brother.
Yeah, yesterday about made me sick to my stomach, and that's if you can give a 101 class on where do I go to register to vote and when and where do I go to vote, please, here in Wichita.
Well, both questions are the easiest place that I could give you, that I could direct you, you can answer both, is the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Sedgwick.gop, right at the top of the page, you scroll over to vote. You can register there, and you can find your polling location, your voting information there as well. And they have a link to a voter guide on all the candidates. But that's the easiest place. You can register to vote there, and then they can give you polling locations for your polling location. So Sedgwick.gop. You can always email me, john@knssradio. I'll be happy to give you, you know, if you've got like a primary and you want a recommendation on who to vote for, I am happy to give you a recommendation, you know, point out your rhinos if you got a rhino. If there's an R versus a D, always vote for the R. Default to the Republican.
I hear that.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your time. And that last thing I heard about the AM radio and cars.
Yes.
I believe that is a Democratic thing to keep people like you and all the conservatives off the
road. Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think that is part of the way to silence talk radio. It's yet another way that they're trying to silence talk radio. Fortunately, Congress has already started the wheels in motion to get that done. But again, it's AM, text AM to 52886 and help just remind Congress that they need to get this done. If they pass it, Biden will sign it because he knows better. Because the bigger issue here is that folks out in ag country, when there's a disaster, you know, FM radio goes down, power goes down, but you can always turn on a battery powered AM radio. So, but
nothing
that's
like having criminals in charge, right?
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate the call again. Sedgwick.gop. Want to remind you that Pachyderm Club Week meets every Friday at the downtown at the ninth floor up at the Petroleum Club. They've got a new name, Ninth Floor Club, I think is what they're calling it now. And again, this week on Friday, 7:30, Channel 8 at I'll be appearing on Kansas Week on KPTS on Channel 8. So don't forget, if you're got something coming up, don't forget Channel 8. I'll be filling in on Kansas Week this week. So, you know, folks, this has been an interesting couple of days. Republican National Convention starts tomorrow. Having been to the last three, obviously the last one was canceled from COVID, I can tell you it's a lot of fun to watch. Tune in. Enjoy watching Monday, Tuesday, Nikki Haley. Wednesday, they'll announce the vice president. Thursday will be Trump. Lots of fun to watch. In the meantime, have a great week and carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.